This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. If you've been listening to the last couple of nights when I've actually been able to get on the air because of, not because of snow being in the way or anything like that. Last time I was live on Tuesday night, I went after Marion Hammer. Marion Hammer is a former president of the NRA, and she's put out an article where, you know, just makes me wonder why we would even have elections in the NRA for the NRA board. And she's beginning to get a little pushback on this, but she makes reference to a couple of incidents. And since I don't really know that much about the incidents, I decided to find somebody who does. So it's been a while since he's been with me, but from the Firearm Coalition tonight, we have Chris Knox, the brother of Jeff, and the son of Neil. And we're going to hear all about the incidences that she's talking about because Mr. Knox has been observing these shenanigans for quite some time. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I appreciate the invitation.
Certainly. And we're going to have Jeff on tomorrow because we're going to get a little history lesson and some opinion tonight. And with Jeff, we're going to get more of an analysis on what's going on currently within it. But let's talk about 1977, the meeting in Cincinnati. What was that? What did your dad do?
Well, it wasn't just that. It was a group effort. And it grew out of, back in the day, the NRA would very angrily say, there's no such thing as a gun lobby. And it was the same tone and the same, hypocritical disbelief, unbelief, unbelievable kind of tone that mafia dons would say that there's no such thing as the mafia. But Dad said, well, thing is, the NRA guys were telling the truth because the NRA did not want to be the lobbyists. They did not want to be the stalwart bearer of the Second Amendment banner. They wanted to train hunters and they wanted to be the officiating body for shooting for competitions. But fate was something else. They had a destiny to fulfill. And 1977 was about fulfilling that destiny. But it came at a last straw. In 1976, they voted to move headquarters out of Washington, D.C., out to Colorado Springs, and become and to work primarily as the sanctioning body because they'd be close there to the Olympic Training Center. They also planned on sinking a ton of money, about 80% of their annual budget, into what is now the Whittington Center out in New Mexico. And it was then it was even bigger than what it is now. The original plans were just something huge to be a university of the outdoors. So they wanted to focus on the idea of hunter education, hunting places, and being the sanctioning body for competition. The idea of fighting for the Second Amendment to make sure that we enjoy our Second Amendment freedoms, that really didn't enter into their plans, and that was something that they resisted against. 1977, at the members' meeting, a group of members discovered that we've got a lot of the assembled members had a lot of power. This is under New York State not-for-profit law when New York and NRA's chartered in New York. They grabbed the meeting, and the members went along with them. And they didn't know what was going to happen. They thought it was 50-50. All of a sudden, the members were right there with them, and that meeting ran for like 8 hours until something like 4 o'clock in the morning. All the sodas and machines had emptied out. They turned off the air conditioner. It was hot. It was miserable. By all accounts, it was not a pleasant place to be. And my dad was the one who read in the resolutions. He hadn't wanted to do it, but they said, "You're it tonight." And so that was, that's how that happened. From that point, the NRA was, many of us believe, we Second Amendment hardliners believe that the NRA, that was where the NRA was allowed to fulfill its destiny as the organization, as the primary standard bearer for the right to keep and bear arms. So that was 1977. 20 years later, the same people, many of the same people are concerned about how the NRA is acquiescing to what the Clinton administration was doing.
Now, this is under Marion Hammer, right? She was the president at the time.
Correct. She was the president then. Now, but she did not run a unified board. In fact, she and Ms. Hammer termed it a coup, and it was not a coup. That was the action that she refers to was actually a board majority and the officials of the first vice president, the finance officer, a group of people who were trying to get hold, rein in the NRA's finances because it was out of control. And they were taking, the only way that the NRA was making money was because the stock market was up. If the stock market had turned down 6 months prior to when it did, the NRA would have been bankrupt. And they were concerned. Now, but the 20 years later, it wasn't for the soul of the organization. It was for control of the purse strings. But the people that won the fight in 1997 for the control of the purse strings were the organization's lobbying, the organization's PR company,
right,
key vendors, and paid staff. And they've reaped the benefits since then.
Let me ask you a question. With Marion Hammer, it seems like whenever she writes something, or she uses a lot of, military terminology, coup, dissident. agitator, outside agitator. She almost sounds like those white supremacists from that movie Mississippi Burning.
I've seen the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, is somebody writing this for her? I mean, is this just the way she talks? Or
I went back and looked at it. When I first read it, I thought, what in the heck am I looking at? Has Marion lost her mind? I mean, we've been on opposite sides of the fence for 30 years. But now, at first I thought that, you know, she was out there, but now I went back and read it again, and it looks to me like I suspect strongly that it was written by the PR company, by Ackerman McQueen, which is NRA's advertising company, that basically controls the NRA. That's my suspicion. That's nothing more than that.
I have heard that there are some that think that, and I've heard that some don't know. But
I don't know. That's me speculating. I'm going to put all kinds of disclaimers around that.
I also have heard that Wayne LaPierre's wife has a little bit to do with some of these selections and everything else. But I just find that curious that as I'm reading her terminology and the way she writes and everything, it just sort of sounds like she's watched. She's watched somebody, she's seen somebody that uses these words over and over again. She likes them because she uses them a lot, too.
Yeah. Well,
we're coming up on the first break. We're going to continue that. How do they find you and the Firearm Coalition?
All right. So we are at firearmscoalition.org. You can write us email. We're also on Facebook. That's probably the best place to find us these days. Do a search, Firearms Coalition, and we will pop up on Facebook, and that's the where we're really using right now. Our website's had some problems lately, so we're kind of leaning on Facebook for that.
There you go, the free thing. I'd go with that too. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
my guest is Chris Knox. Yes, sir. And this is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This hour, we are talking with Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition, and did Jeff tell you that I met him at the NRA meetup?
Good. He did not. He wait a minute. He did. That's right. He did. I knew that he had hooked up with y'all.
Well, I mean, what was interesting about it was that he introduced me to this other guy who he said had stalked him. He was the guy that was actually giving us a whole ride. And he's telling me, well, this guy was stalking me and all this. And then the guy started, yeah, I was stalking him. And I was just thinking how remarkably patient your brother must be as a man, because That dude wouldn't be giving me a ride if he'd been stalking me.
Now, I know who you're talking about, and he actually, it was an interesting story. He started out, he wanted to know how he could help, and the management actually put him to work following Jeff around. And I know who you're talking about, and he is a good guy. And the more he followed Jeff around, Jeff spotted him. And eventually they started talking. And he said, wait a minute, what you're saying makes sense. And so that was, it turned into a friendship. And when he's in town, he travels a lot. When he gets into town, he and I usually go to lunch and maybe try to go out and pop a couple of rounds. And so it was the beginning of a good friendship. So we owe the NRA leadership to that.
I just found that interesting. But let's talk about what you think currently of this article. And, I mean, have you seen any of the replies that have come out against it?
They warm my heart.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. How is it that Marion Hammer, who doesn't attend any of these meetings, as far as I know, is getting out there and able to write things from a standpoint where it almost looks like they have made her a spokesperson? Why isn't Wayne LaPierre or Chris Cox or any of the menagerie of people that run around constantly saying, yeah, you can't do that, you can't do that? Why aren't they telling her, Marion, would you shut up?
Well, back in the day, paid staff actually got involved in some of the elections, and they, the 96, 97 elections in that time frame, they actually put out one that the tagline was "Vote Against," and it was and they had paid staff on it, and some people who really weren't happy with the fact that they got put into it, and some NRA officials. But paid staff should not be involved in elections. And for that matter, neither should contractors. But vendors are allowed to involve themselves in the elections. One of the bylaws that Dad tried to push when he was first vice president was a bylaw to prohibit vendors, people having significant business dealings with the NRA, from involving themselves in NRA elections. That thing went down in flames, and it was shot down mostly by a certain advertising company.
which is Ackerman McQueen, which is in charge. Ackerman McQueen is Cam and Company, is co-owned the war on TV, and they actually own all of their outlets, don't they? I mean, they don't really have TV. They have internet TV. They don't really have radio. Right. They have satellite radio. So,
yeah. Correct. And they're a very salty advertising company. They were Harlan Carter got fond of them back in the 80s. They were the ones that came up with the I'm the NRA ad slogan. And the one that prior to that, they had also had the one that they enamored Harlan with was they were an advertising agent for Nakona Boots. And they showed pictures of somebody fixing a Gila monster biting the toe of a boot and somebody fixing to get it off with some fencing pliers. It was just real rugged. I don't know. You know, it's advertising. What can you say?
Well, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I use advertising, and I have advertising.
Sure, advertising is important, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
But
advertising filled my table for a long time, so I'm not going to knock advertising, but you hold your advertising company at arm's length.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Ackerman McQueen, there's advertising agencies, and then there's Ackerman McQueen. So I get what you're saying. I worked with them in 2016. I caught, they arranged for me to catch Ted Nugent on his stage before anybody knew he was in the building, and I did a 30-minute interview. And I was impressed with their technical capability. They have a lot of good stuff.
Oh, they're slick.
Yeah.
They do good stuff. They do. I've seen some of their stuff that's outside of NRA. I actually worked with one of their clients, was a network company that is, and this is networking tools. This is technical stuff. So they're very salty.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it that their technical capability, their ability to put on show, what they bring to the NRA meetups, that's second to none.
Yeah, it's pristine. And here's one of the things I want to say about that is the important thing to know is that back in 1977, the NRA really didn't want to involve itself in politics. By 1997, the members had proven, you know, we want the NRA to be involved in politics. We want it to be a counterpoint to, you know, a counterpart to ACLU or NAACP, a union. This is our big dog in the fight. And that was a great thing. What it did was it proved that the NRA members would fund it. And that showed that there was a market to be served. Now, directly after 1997, that was when Charlton Heston, through a tortured reading of the bylaws, was elected president, or first vice president. He beat Dad by 4 votes, and that showed the divide on the board. He left directly from that NRA meeting and went to a radio station in San Francisco called KGO, which you may have heard of.
I have.
It's a big old station. And
yeah, they call it KOGO.
Yeah. Well, he said on that station, not once but 3 or 4 times, AK-47s are inappropriate for civilian ownership.
Who said this?
Charlton Heston.
Okay.
So he said it. So he stuck his foot in his mouth. In those days, the internet was it was in its infancy compared to what there is now. And so people were starting to talk, and the people went right up through the roof. And the advertising company, Ackerman McQueen, heard the message. We're here, and they're there to serve a market. And when they found out that their target market wanted to have a little more hard line, then Charlton Heston's speeches started going and get a little more hardline, and he was doing those stem winder, cold dead hand speeches.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We'll continue with that when we get back. My guest is Chris Knox. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest tonight from the Firearm Coalition is Chris Knox. We're discussing the NRA. We're discussing Marion Hammer, who thinks she's Patton. Let me ask you a question.
I don't know what she thinks. I'm not convinced she wrote it, but... It's out there.
That's the thing. That's what everybody's talking. That is not the first person I have heard say. I don't know if she actually wrote it. So then the question becomes, who did write it?
And even more, why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole preposition behind this. You know, there's some people that got out there, and there's more than one that got nominated in two ways. They got nominated via the nominating committee, and they got nominated via petition. Mm. She seems to take exception with the people who got nominated via petition.
Yeah, and that's a problem. I think that's a real problem. In fact, there was a time when it was illegal under the bylaws to say what your source of whether you were a petition candidate or from the nominating committee, because they found that people with the nominating committee endorsement got higher votes. And this is one of those things. It's into the herding cats and trying to get the vote up. In the NRA, we have about a 7% voter turnout. And it's always been really frustrating. That's been constant for many years. And it's always really frustrating because the membership can control this organization if only they get out there and vote. But if they don't vote, then you got to accept whoever's there. So this is one of the things that it's just like griping about what your congressman is doing. Did you vote? No. Well, what are you complaining about? So that's a problem all by itself. The thing that's interesting is that they're trying to delegitimize the petition candidates, which I think is just wrong. And really, they want to get back to where it was back in 1977. The ballot had 25 names on it, or the ballot had 25 names on it. There were 25 candidates, and printed on the ballot itself, it said the board of directors recommends a yes vote. And that's the way it went, and they called it the Russian election.
Yeah, it sounds like Putin was in charge.
Yeah, or Stalin.
Now, let me ask you a question. What do you have to, what is your qualifications to sign a petition for a petition candidate? What kind of standing do you have to have within the NRA?
You've got to be a member of the NRA. And over, just last year, they passed a bylaw change that made it much more difficult to get on the petition. They said, well, this is in response to the technology, because at one time you only needed like 100 signatures. Now you have to have, it's some kind of formula that, but the people, of the number of people that voted, but in order to get on the ballot, like Adam Kraut had to get like 700 signatures to get his name on the ballot.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the people they mention, that she mentions, I think. Did she mention Adam Kraut by name?
I don't think she, no, she doesn't use any names in that piece. She just alludes to people and to keep from being personal.
Right.
But it's, to me, it's very clear just by the description. There's only two people on there who were nominated by petition only. My brother is recommending a bullet vote, which is a single vote for only Adam Kraus. I think that the other guy's name is Knight, and he's not necessarily a bad guy. He's but he's not nearly as it doesn't appear that he's thought this through nearly as much as Adam has.
Thought what through?
He's thought the Adam has a website, and you're going to have to, I saw it on the Truth About Guns. He wrote a piece. And we also linked to it off of our Facebook page. He has suggested a number of changes in the bylaws.
Sure.
Including, things like we've got a problem of celebrity candidates. You know, Ted Nugent, great guy, wonderful guy, hadn't been to a meeting in years. He's not a real director.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking you about Knight is because Knight is also one of those guys that was on the grassroots that pushed the Colorado recall. He's one of the new guys that protected those two Senate seats that Bloomberg was trying to buy in Virginia for McCulloch.
Okay.
So he's a little more bang for your buck besides getting out there and saying, this is what I would do if I, he's a board member already too. So.
Okay. And that may be, and you know what? I'll make a confession here. I have not investigated him as much. And he sounds like he's worth a vote.
He's been both nominated by the nominating committee and petition vote. So.
Okay. So he's got the nominating. Yeah. I thought there was another guy that only had, that was nominated only by petition. I thought it was Knight. I'm mistaken.
I think there's actually a couple of people that have been nominated by both methods, but
yeah, there's several that are there by both. But the ones that are that Marion literally took aim at directly are the ones that are nominated by only petition that didn't get the nominating committee endorsement.
But that begs the question: did she actually research who only got petition nominations? Because if somebody's got both petition and from the nominating committee, wouldn't they be like a shoe-in?
Well, yeah, they are. People that get both tend to get higher votes.
Yeah. So
but she also endorsed some people that were doing their best to fight against the Cincinnati reforms. There's some old dudes that are still there. This is 40 years later that were there in Cincinnati. Yeah.
How old were they when that happened?
God, I don't know. I don't know, but if they weren't there, there's some names that I recognize from when Dad was at NRA in the early 80s.
Right.
And I'm not going to say any names right now, but I recognize several names. And what in the heck is that old dude still doing there?
I guess the problem that I have with this is that, I took a lot of umbrage when Mitch McConnell got out there and he came out against Roy Moore. When the people of Alabama should be worrying about who is going to be their senator, You got Mitch McConnell getting out there saying, well, if he is elected, we're going to just expel him.
Yeah.
And what this article, whoever wrote it, what this article is seeking to do, especially with petition nominations, isn't that sort of disenfranchising these people?
Oh, it is absolutely an attack. And, you know, I don't want to get Roy Moore involved in this. This is somebody that is, these are people who cared enough about the NRA that don't like what's going on. And because they are not, they're not the get along, go along crowd, then they must be up to something nefarious and they're a plant from Bloomberg or something.
Right.
That's nonsense. Because it's too much work to get on there, to get on that board. And then once you get in, it's, my wife has said very clearly, if you run for anything, I've got papers. And I don't know whether they're divorce papers or commitment papers, but either one would probably be valid.
She might do both. You never know. We're coming up on the next break. Are you going to SHOT Show? Didn't you tell me no?
I unfortunately I'm not. I can't do that this year, and I wish I could, but I won't be there.
My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. You can find Firearm Coalition on Facebook. That's where you need to find them right now because they're having some website issues. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking about mischief and shenanigans and everything with Chris Knox from Firearm Coalition. And let me ask you a question. If you could design the ideal NRA, and I'm just talking about with regards to just the board and the way they execute what they do. Because in this last go around, you know, when we had the bump fire stock thing, for the first time that I can ever remember, they put out a statement without ever consulting the board, which that had to be sort of an anomaly. I don't know if that's something they do on a regular basis, but I'd never heard it before. You could design how that would work, what would it look like?
Well, the design, the biggest problem is, as far as the governance. Now, let's back up to the bump fire a little bit. That came directly out of ILA. And ILA has the Institute for Legislative Action. ILA has the responsibility of day-to-day lobbying and setting the doing the tactical lobbying. The board and the board delegates to the Legislative Policy Committee how they'll set policy. And they, to my mind, they violated pretty fundamental policy set by that committee by basically conceding principle on bump fires. But that's a Washington pro trick, is conceding principle. And the trouble is that in the gunfight, the only thing you have is principle. You cannot concede principle, and that's what makes it different from arguing about how much you're going to spend on something when you're dickering. You cannot concede the idea that guns don't cause crime, that bump fire stocks don't cause massacres. Thank God he had a bump fire stock, because if he had put aim fire down there, he'd have killed more people.
Right.
But anyway, to the governance of the board is huge, and it is huge for a reason. It diminishes accountability. There are 75 members of the board, and then an extra that they started electing in order to put Tarleton Heston in, which was a crazy reading of the bylaws, but they did it anyway. And with 75 members of the board, there is no it becomes a celebrity posting. It becomes a do-nothing job. You can duck responsibility. And a board member in real life, and according to law, has a fiduciary responsibility. That is, it's a responsibility of trust. And in my mind, the board of directors of the NRA is big enough to where that they can dodge that fiduciary responsibility, because And if you want to see, if somebody gets elected to the board and they want to sit down and be quiet and sit in the back bench, they can have a real nice time. They get to go to nice places. They get squired around at the gun shows. They get and at the shooting matches and get to walk stiff-legged, get invited to all kinds of hunts, make interesting business connections. It's a good thing. But there's not a lot of control. They are weak in that governance area. And the organization itself is run with an iron fist coming out of the offices of Ackerman the Queen.
Yeah.
And
so
that's what's happening.
Yeah, so can I presume that in the interest of keeping that from happening, that you would probably want to limit Ackerman McQueen's reach into that?
Yeah, but Ackerman McQueen is a great big octopus with a lot of tentacles.
Right.
And they have and they've been there for coming up close to 40 years. And they have a deep reach into the organization. They are allowed, per the bylaw that they shot down, there is no restriction against them advocating for their own interests in an NRA board election. And so if you rock the boat or if you go against the grain, you're liable to find yourself, if you're a director, you're liable to find yourself outside looking in.
Right.
If you're an employee, a member of staff, they'll hire somebody else to do your job. If you go along and get along, you can get a real nice total $2 million package and live pretty nice.
Right.
And do that on the contributions of members. I'll tell you this. I have a friend who he contributed to the Firearms Coalition for years. And he told me one time, I consider this part of my tithe. And, you know, I mean, like church contribution.
Right.
And that kind of made the color drain out of my face a little bit. As far as this man's concerned, that's God's money.
Right.
And we have an obligation to handle it right. To my mind, there's a lot of folks that are living real high off of the contributions of people who really are making contributions that they can't afford to make.
Right.
And I really question that. I think that the NRA today, they're fulfilling their primary market. They are serving their market, but they are not doing it in a way. And we're starting to see signs of the NRA returning to its pre-1977 ways. And that's the drift that we see happening right now.
Now, if that happened, what does that mean?
It means that the NRA will become less effective as a lobbying organization. It means it's going to be bad for you and me as gun owners. It's going to be bad for the country, for the sanctity and the health of the Second Amendment and the Constitution. And it's going to be bad for NRA because people are going to get fed up and stop sending money. And
right.
That will change it.
I'm not going to get into some of the other things that we could, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Jeff has to say about it, because I know Jeff is very well read up on it and everything else. Do we
yep.
need
and Jeff is better on the current events, and he knows more of the players that are involved right now. I'm kind of the historian. We share a brain. What he doesn't know, I know, and what I don't know, well, go talk to him.
Right. The part that do we need a healthy NRA?
Absolutely. We absolutely must have a healthy NRA. The NRA is like a battleship. It's slow to turn, and it's very hard. It's huge. It's bureaucratic, and it's hard to maneuver. When it's right, it can be hugely right. When the paid staff is led in the correct way and is given the proper guidance and the proper leadership, they can be hugely effective. Sometimes that means taking one on the chin. In 1994, when the Clinton assault weapons ban went in, Tanya Mataxa was at the helm of ILA, and she was under tremendous pressure to take a seat at the table. Something is going to pass. You're going to have to deal with this. And she said no. And she was backed up by a hardline board. Dad was on the board at the time, and he was in the chairs. She felt confident in saying no, and it didn't pass, or it passed. And so we had 10 years of an assault weapons ban when people found out what it was like.
Right.
And we had these ridiculous pistol grips and thumb hole stocks and whatever the rest of it.
Yeah.
They didn't, and it didn't dip crime any. But it also, the good news was it went in with an expiration point, and the NRA said, look, these guys voted wrong, and they voted against your gun rights, and here's what they did. Show the history.
Yeah,
so
we've run out of time, Chris.
Vote.
Yeah, we have run
Bill,
out of time.
My pleasure.
Thank
Always
you, sir.
My pleasure.
We will talk to you soon. Coming up next, hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.